Mistake number six is not having an exit strategy. I talk about the six paths to military transition: employment, entrepreneurship, education, estate, expression, and experience. Most often, we consider only one path out of the uniform. And a lot of people consider that path to be employment. Finding an employer, whether it's Fortune 500, whether it's Fortune 5 million, whether it's local community, whether it's government contract, whether it's federal civilian service. Find that one employer, do everything we can to get towards that one employer, get into the organization, and move on. That's a great strategy that works for a lot of people. But the truth is, you don't know if you have a great strategy until you test it more than one strategy. Now, I'm not saying go and hop around into a lot of different jobs. What I'm saying is have clarity that the strategy you're pursuing is the one you want. When I was an O3, a new O3, 12 years ago, I remember writing out my career path to O5, trying to be post-continuation O5, sitting for the O6 board at 23 years. And I'll admit, I have not followed anything on that sheet for a variety of reasons. Whether it's the services changed and some of those jobs have disappeared, whether it's I've personally matured in what I want out of the uniform, and especially now with the 80 to 90% probability that my retirement's here in 2021, it was a great path. It didn't work out, but sometimes it did. A lot of us don't take the same rigor towards a career after the uniform that we take in uniform until it's either time to get out or until after we're already out. And it's time to change that. You should always have a plan to stay in and a plan to get out. And I learned that from a supervisor of mine 5 years ago when I went through TAPS in late 2012. And the clarity you have about the plan after the uniform has to be as clear as the clarity you have in the plan of staying in the uniform. And a lot of times we don't think about that. We think, well, I'll figure it out later. I'll get there later. I'll get to it. Well, no, you don't get to it. You make it part of what you already are. You make it part of what you already do. We know the clarity and the path to 05, 06, E7, E8, and W3, W4. Like, we know that, and we're constantly repeating the paths to get there every day, whether it's in career counseling, whether it's in fit reps and evaluations, whether it's in assignments and skill sets. It is abundantly clear what those paths are. Now, how to get there changes every 5 years. It changes very frequently. We have to have that same clarity about where we want to be after the uniform, the companies we want to work for, the salary we think we deserve, the skill sets we want to get the salary we think we deserve. All that stuff comes into play, and the clearer you make that before you need to enact it, the easier it is going to be for you to enact it. So this means transitioning doesn't happen at the point where you say it's time to get out. Transitioning happens the day you enter the uniform. Transitioning happens every time you get an evaluation, every time you get a set of orders, every time you make a major move or a major life event in the uniform, every promotion and advancement is a transition milestone. And the more you work in your exit strategy, the easier it's going to be for you to enact it when that time comes.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.